Hi guys, I hope you're doing well and welcome to Fashion Super Nintendo Podcast. This is episode 2. Today I wanted to chat to you guys about strategies that you can do to boost your performance in your application even now during the pandemic. Welcome to Fashion Super Nintendo Podcast. This podcast is specially designed to give you all special fashionistas tips and inside information to how you can achieve success and land your dream job in fashion. Hello lovelies, thank you for everybody that's tuning in and listening to episode 2 of this podcast. Let me tell you, when I first started up this podcast, I thought it was going to be like a monthly series or at least like a weekly thing. But then, you know, the Rona came around and changed everything for everybody. And I since decided to launch the course, the Fashion Super Nintendo course, and all of the amazing programs that I have now available. And it's just been a crazy, crazy whirlwind of the past 2 months, which I'm super grateful, but also it's just taking a lot of my time for me to do things like that for you guys, which I really enjoy doing because I'm giving you a lot of inside information that I really hope that you guys can take in and take really on board so you can be more successful and not just that, just to be less stressed and anxious about the whole process. Because let's be clear, looking for a new job, job hunting, especially after university when you're just, you know, starting to do that and do that kind of professionally and going into the whole process of finding a new job, it could be stressful, it could be very dehumanizing, it could feel very pressurizing, but it could be also a really good, powerful, empowering and happy experience for a lot of you that are applying, you know, the strategies to make you successful. And this is obviously why I created Fashion Super Inter in the first place. It started with, you know, a free student event back in 2018 when I just wanted to give, you know, the students in my community here in Southampton, Solon University, where I graduated back in 2014. I wanted to give them just a bit of insight. You know, I've been working for the past how many years as a luxury recruiter to fashion brands such as Louis Vuitton. I work with Saint Laurent, with Dior. I've recruited people literally in every single luxury fashion company and premium fashion company worldwide. I used to work on so many projects from so many niches, from buying, merchandising, global PR, global marketing, wholesale, retail, you name it. I've done every single niche. I've recruited people from every single company. And I've just accumulated so much knowledge through the process that I really wanted to give back and, you know, give back to the students in my community here. That then grew through, it just became a passion to start helping just more and more of you guys, you know, reaching success. Because the information that I got when I was working as a recruiter, the inside information that I accumulated while working with very senior professionals of director level, marketing manager level, and all these really top-end positions, it's a really valuable knowledge that you can't really get anywhere else. It's kind of a really secretive tips and tricks that people know in the industry, but they only know them through experience. And nobody's like really big on giving these secrets out. And this is why I'm really passionate about Fashion Super Inter, because it's basically secrets like unveiled. It's a secret released. It's your basically inside fashion industry information to how you can make it in the industry without any stress, without the constant hustle, and how you can do it to be like very happy with yourself when you're not like constantly, you know, running about and you're constantly stressing about if you're going to make it, if you're not going to make it. It's just about like simple strategies that I found that were very useful through my time working as a luxury headhunter. I used to use the same strategies to help other professionals, you know, jump into a new career from, you know, preparing their portfolios, preparing their overall package as a professional in terms of CVs, presentations. I used to like prepare them to meet the clients, prepare them for interviews. Like some of these professionals had like through like 6-7 stages of interviews with how many like special people from on the client side. And it was a very stressful experience for everybody, you know, going through all these different stages of interview. And it was my job to make sure my candidate is successful. So the way I did it is through applying the same strategies that I'm trying to give you now, guys, through Fashion Super Nintendo course or through like my one-on-one coaching methods, or just basically everything that I do is always designed to help you achieve like immense success. And today I just wanted to chat to you guys really quickly about how you can prepare yourself and condition yourself to achieve success even during this pandemic. It is true that the market is very limited right now. HRs are putting recruitment freezes on a lot of the ongoing projects. There's not that many available jobs right now. There are many available internships which are non-paid, and there is a specific reason for that, especially in this current pandemic situation. But they're not that much, you know, paid jobs, assistant jobs, or starting up graduate jobs, which is really unfortunate right now. But, you know, rest assured, in a couple of months, when we all go back to normal, you guys will see the market basically flooding with new jobs. In what you want to be doing right now, and I've said this to how many students that I work with currently, you need to be proactive right now. This is the time for you to achieve success. You cannot just sit and wait for the market to reopen, because imagine everybody that's currently out of job, on furlough, looking for new jobs, all the students that are graduating, everybody's waiting and like holding on tight for this moment of like job release, and everybody will start applying at that time. The market will get flooded, it will get oversaturated, and what you want to do now is get ahead of competition, get ahead of everybody else. And the way you can do that is through like following these three really simple steps that I'm going to give you guys in this podcast. If you follow these three really simple steps, you'll be able to get ahead of everyone and just achieve success, because you will be able to beat the competition, create a really good application process that will then convert to basically getting a job. It's like 100% secure. I've used this method through like all my career experience, and it never failed me. And it's like three really simple steps that you can do. And I'm going to get right into it. I'm not going to chat anything else. I just want to get right into it and just start with step number one, which is tailor. And you all know what that means. That means your application from your CV through your LinkedIn to your cover letter to the email template to your LinkedIn message, it all needs to be tailored. It all needs to be keyworded. It needs to be relevant to the job position and the job industry that you want to go for. So let's say, for example, in uni, you did fashion styling, right? And you want to become a fashion stylist after graduation. You want to find that really good job as assisting, you know, to fashion stylists. And you want to make, you know, a name for yourself as a stylist. But, you know, and during uni, you worked in hospitality to support yourself. What you don't want to do in that case is to start applying for stylist jobs or approaching people in the industry with a CV that is not clearly keyworded. Let me tell you a little secret. When I was a headhunter, we were obviously, recruiters are usually so busy. We get hundreds of applications a day. People DM you all the time looking for a job. People message you on LinkedIn. I used to get sometimes 50 to like 60 messages. I used to count them in the morning when I walked into the office. Like, me and my colleagues were placing a bet how many messages I was going to get that day, because everybody's trying to get their piece. Everybody's trying to get in there real quick and, you know, search for a new job, or they're looking for advice, or, you know, whatever. And if I see someone's profile that is really keyworded down to the point, I really want to see that profile and know who the person is and know what they're doing, what are their capabilities. I can kind of picture in my head who's going to be the ideal client for that person. And that will give them a bigger chance of me actually picking up the phone, calling them and saying, hi, I really appreciate, you know, you emailing your CV. I really like your profile. Let's discuss what roles I have right now. Let's discuss like what clients I'm working with. But if I see like a really disjointed CV of someone, you know, doing irrelevant things and just emailing me a really generic email saying, hi, please see attached, and please, like, oh my God, stop using the phrase, hi, please see attached my CV. This is not the way to go forward, okay? This is 2020. We need to be personable. People like to have human-to-human interaction. People like personalities. You need to come in like really nice and welcoming with your emails when you're emailing, or even in LinkedIn when you are, you know, speaking to people. You need to come from a place of, you know, authenticity, being very genuine. Stop using like ready templates and stuff like that in terms of, you know, ready templates for cover letters that someone's done like 20 years ago and, you know, it's not really keyworded. You need to be very niche right now if you want to achieve success. Yeah, so back to my point, if I see a CV and it's not keyworded and it's like a super generic CV, I wouldn't have the slightest clue who that person is. They might have like five different experiences on that CV. I'm not going to bother wasting my time on a candidate that I don't know is going to make me money. Because this is what it is at the end of the day. Like recruiters and, you know, even in internal HRs in the fashion companies, they want to see someone that is going to become an instant return of investment. They basically need to see you as that person is going to boost their company. They're not taking chances with just everybody. So tailoring your CV, your cover letter, your email approaches and your LinkedIn messages is the number one step. And it's like, I think to me, that would be the most important step even before anything else. Because trust me, if you don't have the right representation, you're not going to get the right results. As I said in one of my posts on Instagram, your inputs equal your outputs. So whatever you put in, whatever effort you put in is whatever you're going to get, whatever result you're going to get back. You're not going to get an instant, you know, job, you're not going to get an instant interview request if you just put out like a generic CV that's been neglected or you haven't put in the work. And it's not just, you know, the keywords on that CV. You also need to look in the strategies in terms of how long your CV needs to be. And of course, you know, I teach all of that in the course and in my tailoring programs. There's so much that comes into how you make your presentation to achieve the success that you need. It's not just going to come, you know, just because you feel like you want a job and that has to happen. It will happen if you put out the good work out there. As with everything else, really, you know, you can't really get six-pack abs if you're not going to the gym. You can't, you know, have like a really good long hair if you keep cutting it off. I mean, it's just all comes in with whatever effort you put in is whatever results you're going to get back. Which leads me to step number two, which is research. In order to have a tailored CV and tailored cover letter, you need to have basically the knowledge of what you need to keyword it in. And you're not going to get that knowledge unless you're being super researched. You need to be proactive. You need to go out there, research the industry, research the key responsibilities, the key skills, everything that you need to know before you even stepping into that industry. That makes you A, look professional, B, look like you know what you're doing. And that's the most important thing when you're looking out for a job. You want to seem as if you are, you know, knowledgeable and researched and skilled in that area. And that's not going to come if you just sit on the couch every day and hope for a job. That's going to come if you're being proactive. And being proactive comes from being, you know, researched and looking into the different aspects of the industry, what different people have done. You might want to go and, you know, read a blog or read what someone else in the industry has done, watch a YouTube video, you know, go into different job roles, you know, research into that. But you need to have the skills and you need to have the knowledge of the industry before you even going out approaching different people. And this will really help you with your interview as well. This will give you kind of an outline of what you'll be doing in such role. And that will start picking up, you know, different skill sets that you've had in the past. And you might think, oh, I actually have done that in university. You know, I've done that for this project and I've done that for that project. But you're not going to know that if you're just expecting to get a job without putting in, you know, the work of getting the knowledge first. As much as tailoring is important, it will come from having the knowledge. And having the knowledge comes from research. So really, really focus on that if you want to achieve really good success. And you know, once you've achieved step one and step two, the last but the most successful step is to connect. In you know, people recruit on LinkedIn now 90% more than they used to do 3 years ago, and that's a known fact. When I first started in the industry, I was a headhunter, like a good old-fashioned headhunting. We didn't use job boards, we didn't use ready CVs. I basically had to pick up the phone, call different companies, find out the names of the professionals, recruit them on spot. Like literally, they might be working in their office and, you know, Jimmy Choo were really hard on me. Like I had a guy once just like screaming on the phone and putting the phone down because I dared recruit him on the spot, you know, while he's working in his head office. But this was the ball game that we were doing. And slowly in 2018, me and my colleagues were like, you know, the trends are changing. People are recruiting on LinkedIn now and we need to get on that. And I started using LinkedIn. I mean, I was using it beforehand anyways to connect to people in the industry and to build on my client list. But I was using it more on the client side. I never used it to like recruit people. And in 2018, we were like, we really need to get on this because this is the way forward. And we started and we achieved immense success from just connecting to people, reaching out to them, DMing them, you know, saying that we have a job for them, that we really want to speak further and stuff like that. And people were really welcoming to that. And, you know, the more people I connected to, the more people started noticing me on LinkedIn. In just the under a year, I built a 15K network list on LinkedIn. And I'm talking people that have actually not just connected, not just like touch, connect, and like build a LinkedIn. I'm talking people that I've spoken to, people that I've, you know, DM'd afterwards. So everybody in my LinkedIn is a really valuable collection, feasible connection that I can leverage later on in my life if I wish to, because it's someone that I've made contact with. It's not just, you know, connecting for the sake of that. But, you know, working through LinkedIn, working through networking and connecting, I've seen that the more visible you are, the better results you have of someone noticing you. And just coming with an offer for whatever reason, I had a lot of my client list building from that, a lot of my placements building from that. And then later on, you know, when I started Fashion Superintendent, building that into a business, a lot of my business income came from that as well, just people noticing what I was doing. So connecting is really important in order to be, how can I put it, it's like more simply, in order to be noticed by recruiters. And trust me when I say this, people from fashion companies don't waste time on generic CVs applications. They might look at like some CV applications, but usually they have screening people that do that for them. The real recruiters, the top end recruiters, they will go on LinkedIn, they will do a keyword search on LinkedIn, and they will find, like, through the first two pages, they will find that person that they want for in their business. And what you want to be doing is constantly working on your LinkedIn and keywording your LinkedIn so you are in that top search. And there's so many ways that you can do that. And of course, I've done like a super cheap, an hour long masterclass on how to work the LinkedIn to achieve exactly that success. It's still available every Sunday for the rest of June. Literally every Sunday there is a new date that you can watch it. And it's only £5 in ATP, and it's ATP because it's a tax of Eventbrite. But as I said, it's super cheap and affordable for the information that I give out, because it's an hour long masterclass that I basically teach you like step by step how to create an amazing success with LinkedIn. And also in Fashion Superintendent course and my personal coaching, I do this as well. But it's also about just being very, very proactive on it and engage with people, share your information, share the projects that you've done, share your achievements, just show people how valuable and good you are. Just keep constantly engaging to achieve success. And just by following these three little steps, so tailoring your application, doing the research, connecting to people, trust me, you will boost your chances of getting a job by probably 99.9%. And that 1% will be that one self-recruiter that believes in traditional, you know, and everybody else will be like, oh my God, they're very motivated, they're very proactive, they're really out there, they must be really skilled, we need to at least get them for an interview. And this is exactly what you want. You want a chance to step in and go for an interview, because that's 50% chance that you will get that job. And when you go for an interview, you want to put in the most effort that you can put in and research and be really personable and achieve success. And that's basically how you get the job, is through first, you know, getting invited for an interview and then winning them over. But in order to be invited for an interview, you need to be recognized for what you are. And, you know, as much as you see your own worth, and that's amazing, that's exactly how people should be. They should be very motivated in themselves, believing in themselves and seeing their own worth, and be really super positive with whatever you've achieved in your life thus far. Because it's not, you know, you've done so much already. You've gone through a degree. Not everybody goes through a degree. It's a difficult thing. You need to praise yourself for that. But also you need to understand the recruiters, they have such short attention span. They get through like people. I used to get through like hundreds of people on the day. Like, you have no idea how many people would go through like my eyes and my hands. It's just constant work. And unless you stand out in a way, you're not going to be noticed. And people are not just going to take a chance on you, you know, just because you see your own worth. You need to make other people see your worth as well. You need to make other people recognize you for what you are and what you do. And how good of a professional you are, even in the beginner stage, even for a graduate job. You need to make them see their worth. And I've actually decided that from June, and because it's a new month and it's super soon, I will do like a 3-day challenge. It'll be a free challenge with live videos in my Facebook group, which is Fashion Superintendent. It's a closed group. It's a free group. For 3 days, Fashionistas, I will put up live videos in which I will give you like tasks to do in order to achieve those 3 steps. So the first live, which will be on 1st of June, will focus on tailoring, and we'll have a nice little chat, and I will tell you how you can achieve success with that. On day number 2, we're going to go through research, and on day number 3, we will go through connecting and building a network. And I really hope that, you know, these 3 life challenges will really give you that boost that you need. As I said, it's free. It's for everybody that wants to join in the group. And it's for everybody that already joined the group. I will also send this across on email for everybody that's joined in my Fashion Superintendent family. And in general, I hope that it's going to be like a really good, positive experience for a lot of you. Because as I said, my biggest joy is when I see you guys succeeding, and you know, the amazing success that I've seen with, you know, a couple of the students that I've worked with and the young fashionistas that I've worked with this past month has just been amazing. And I'm so grateful that even in this situation, we can see some really, really good results. And I'm also really grateful for all of you that trusted in me, that got the course. It's honestly like unbelievable to me. And I'm really, really grateful. And in terms of, as I said, achieving success, it's all about following simple but very effective steps. And I hope that I will see you all in my life challenge. Again, you can find it on Facebook. The group is called Fashion Superintendent. It's just super simple. It's a private group, but I accept everybody, so you can join in anytime. And I hope to see you there on Monday. It's Monday. I hope to see you all there on Monday. And thank you again very much for listening and for tuning in. I hope this little podcast series was effective for you, and you know, was inspiring, and I'm really committed to start doing this more, because you know, I can't make any more excuses. I need to start and doing more of these podcasts, and hopefully I'll be able to interview some really great people on here and just continue the, you know, the good vibe. And again, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you soon.